This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Truly, I'm thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the school of wisdom. And I'm thanking God for the wisdom and knowledge to know who God is, to know what God is requiring of me. And I'm thanking God I'm saved, I'm living holy, walking upright before God, and it's all because of the teaching. And I'm saying I am blessed, and I believe the scriptures of truth. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Moy.
Thank you, Elder. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We want to talk about binding up the testimony and sealing the law among my disciples. I know most Christians hear the word law and commandments, they freak out. But you need understanding. And this is what God is all about. There they be, ensemble.
The law, thy will, oh how love I the name of Jesus. The word the Father gave me commands to live by, for my side and someone to show me the way. And this one God sent measures every step I make, not by my steps, but by fruits my spirit tells all. How the law keeps me separate from the world.
I'm not polluted cause I got boundaries. Through great counsel of the stem of Jesse, I can be bold.
And none disturbs my rest. It's my peace, it's my joy. I'm knowing how I am blessed, keeping all 10, free from all sin. Cause you promised Abraham.
I'm not polluted cause
I've got boundaries.
Great counsel of the stem of Jesse.
Keeps
me free from sin.
The laws of God.
I may pay
God for our brother Daryl. He sang that number, the ensemble sang, and the musicians played. And our announcer is going to make her announcements. Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. And we're glad for our anointed that's going on. Moses and all the prophets, our Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, for the stand they took. They kept God's commandments. They preached the laws of God. They preached God's word. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Bind up the testimony and seal the law among my disciples. That's what we're all about here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. That's what God is all about, sealing his word among his people that we spoil not. Let's go to Isaiah 8 and 16. Let's go to the scripture. It's one thing to quote it, but let's read. And you can never quote the scriptures too much, because when you're quoting the scriptures, you're quoting truth. And if you're going to quote truth, if you can't quote it, you can't live with it. Isn't that beautiful? How simple is that? If you don't love God's word, you don't love God. The word get a little stiff for you, a little uneasy. That's the way you are with God, uneasy. That's not a good place to be. 8 and 16, Isaiah, what does it say, Deacon?
Bind up the testimony.
Bind up the testimony. Now, just think, God gave it to the prophet to get this to his people. Bind up the testimony. Mm-hmm. What?
Seal the law among my disciples.
Most churchgoers that believe in the Lord, believe in God, and believe in Jesus don't know the testimony is God's words. Mm-hmm. The words that God spoke, that's his testimony, and his testimony hasn't changed.
All right.
God wants to bind up that testimony. What?
And I will wait upon the Lord.
Bind up the testimony and what?
Seal the law among.
God wants to seal his word, his testimony.
Yes.
With his people.
Yes.
In other words, take it and seal it amongst your mind, because mm-hmm. this is how you're going to live.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 6 and 26.
All right.
The Lord was given this knowledge to the prophet Isaiah, mm-hmm. and the prophet Jesus came along and spoke the same thing. All of God's anointed are one. Mm-hmm. If you're truly of God, you have the same mind. Isn't that beautiful? You see eye to eye. St. John 6. In 26, what does it say?
Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, mm-hmm. ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves.
Other words,
and were filled.
It's not about being saved. Mm-hmm. And although most people come to God and say, I want to be saved, I want eternal life. But it's mainly about fix me now in the natural. Mm-hmm. It's the natural things they say. Mm-hmm. Do your pastor heal over there? You have a healing service? Is he anointed? Because mm-hmm. they want to come and see something.
Right, Pastor.
I want to see something move. A couple of nails walking on water.
Right, Pastor. Right.
I want to see somebody with a gourder and I want to see it shrink. That's what happened over there? Because it's something I need. Mm-hmm. And what I need has got to be something you can see.
Right, Pastor.
But he said, what about the miracles? Read it again.
Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, mm-hmm. but because ye did eat of the loaves.
But because
and were
you
filled.
Did eat of the loaves. Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm.
And were filled.
And were filled. What? Mm-hmm.
Labor not for the meat.
So
which
we
perisheth.
Don't want to labor for the meat that perisheth. Because mm-hmm. God got much more than what we see in the mirror and elsewhere. Mm-hmm. More precious than things. Labor not for the meat, but what?
Mm-hmm. That perish, which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life.
So there's a meat that's going to endure to everlasting. That means we're going to eat something that's going to give us eternal life. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. What?
Which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed.
So God is coming to seal his people into his testimony.
Beautiful.
Bind it up. Mm-hmm. If we're sealed, we're not going to spoil.
Beautiful.
That's the same thing Isaiah's saying. Mm-hmm. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law. Now, why would God say that law was done away with, and yet he's telling to seal it? Now, those that's been sealed, what are they going to do? Lord, I got to get unsealed. Now, Jesus came. Mm-hmm. No, Jesus said the same thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Labor not for the meat that perish, but that that endure to everlasting life. That
yes.
means you don't perish.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 4 and 1. Let's see what Deuteronomy 4 and
yes,
1 says.
Beautiful.
That's we awesome. Read that all the time.
Yes.
4 and 6, but mm-hmm. let's start at the first
yes,
verse.
Yes, Pastor.
So many so-called Christians hear the word law and the commandments, and they freak out because of these jackleg preachers that sent them poisoned their mind, and God didn't send them. Mm-hmm. 4 and 1 says what?
Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments.
So hearken to the statutes and mm-hmm. the judgments. What?
Which I teach you for to do them, that
so
ye may
live. So these got to be taught.
Yes.
Having gods before me, making graven images, taking his name. That's got to be taught how not to do those things. Just can't reason. I ain't going to do it. You got to be taught what the gods are. What making graven images are. We have to be taught that because we're doing it and don't know we're doing that. Right? What?
Yes. Which I teach you for to do them.
What?
That ye may live and go in.
So this
and
is how
possess.
We live and possess ourselves in God, our vessels. And what?
And possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
What?
Ye shall not add unto the word
so
which I
now.
Command you.
In the word, because that's the law. And so many Christians don't know that. But in the law, it says, remember the Sabbath day. It don't say the first day of the week as the day of rest. Mm-hmm. The seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. It's not the first day of the week.
Right.
You can call it a day you want to call it, a name you want to call it. So when we call it a Sunday, it's still the seventh day.
All right.
It's still the first day of the week, rather. Mm-hmm. The rest day is the seventh day.
Yes,
and you can call it anything. You can call it Sunday school.
All right, Pastor.
But if you really rest and you ain't going to call it Sunday school, you're going to call
That's
it the
right.
Sabbath, but your
That's
father
right.
called it,
That's
if
right.
God is your father, if that law has been sealed among you. What?
All right. Neither shall ye diminish aught from it.
What?
That ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command
Isn't that beautiful?
You.
Now we got the word, we got command, and they're all the same. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So ones freak out because we always talk about everything you talk, it's always the laws, commandments, because it's God. Everything comes back to being the law. I don't care what subject you got.
All right.
It's going to wind up pleasing God. You're going to please the law. You're going to be in favor with the law. You're going to be in step with the law and the commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's
yes.
go to Exodus 31 and 18.
All right. Yes.
God got a testimony. And most people don't know what his testimony is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And he make known his secret to his servants.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
31 and 18, what does it say?
And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai,
what?
Two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger
yeah,
of no, God.
God wrote it.
Yeah.
Now, why would he give it to Moses if he wasn't sealed with it?
All right.
Before you can go out and give it to somebody else, you got to be sealed. So he sealed Moses. So now teach the people. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Psalms 19, 119 rather.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 119.
All right.
119 and, no, no, 19 and 7. We read this the other day.
Yes, yes, we did.
Elder
yes,
Phillips is going forth.
Yes.
And you that are not a part of the covenant, you missed it.
Yes, Pastor.
But I can touch on a little bit what he did. Psalms 19 and 1 says what?
19 and 1. The heavens declare the glory
Psalms, of... Psalms, 19 and 7, excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, Pastor. The law of the Lord is perfect.
Law of the Lord is perfect. Now, remember now, this is what they want to do away with. So the law was done away with. Could nobody keep that law? Why would he want to seal it amongst his disciples? Why would God seal the law amongst the disciples?
Mm-hmm.
Even the remedy for sin was just temporary. He didn't seal that. Because he knew he was going to come and fulfill it.
Right.
But the law, we're going to seal this because he wasn't changing it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
The law of the Lord is perfect.
It's perfect what?
Converting the soul.
God wouldn't destroy anything that's perfect. That's why he wants to seal his testimony amongst us, that we might become perfect. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
The testimony of the Lord is sure.
It's sure. Now, wait a minute. If God wasn't sure about everything in the commandments, why would he speak it?
Right.
Because he said, I am the Lord and I change not. So if he said, remember the Sabbath day, thinking or knowing that Jesus was going to come along and not Jesus say honor that day, mm-hmm. the people got so overwhelmed with the Lord, we're going to recognize the day he rose on Sunday, which he didn't. That was a lie. They've been fed that lie. But why not be like the Father? The Father gave us a day, the day of rest.
Go ahead.
That day was made for man to rest. Not for man to pick a day.
No.
God picked it. Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
Man, in 6 days, you can work any other 6 days you want. All six or five, you can work three.
All right, Pastor.
But the seventh day is a day of rest. Isn't that beautiful? I know the saints like the five. I do, too.
All right, Pastor.
Five is good.
All right, Pastor.
But remember, they were working 6 days.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
All right. Yes.
What are we reading? Read the 14th verse.
14th, yes, Pastor. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation.
No, excuse me. Read on down. Excuse me. Down. The statutes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor. 8. Yes. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing
the heart. Well, again,
the
there it is again. It's right. So say, well, we worship on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the Sabbath was right.
It is.
That was a day to worship, a day of rest. That's the day that's right, because they said the statutes are right.
Right.
So I guess that's wrong now. Read.
The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening
the eyes. Wait a minute,
the commandment's
done away with. Why would God do it with something that's pure? God wants to seal the commandment. That's why it's what we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And all God is talking about is sealing God in you.
Beautiful.
We talk about God. We talk about the Lord. We talk about God. We talk about the commandments.
Right.
We talk about God. We talk about the law.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about God. You talk about the cross and Jesus and the blood. That's all you know. But I think they left the cross and they met him. And he had risen.
All right.
He's risen. We're not at the cross anymore. And we're not closed doors on Sunday.
All right, Pastor.
For fear of the Jews. We're worshiping on the Sabbath like we're supposed to. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
It enlightens us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the commandment is pure, enlightening you, why would God destroy something that gives you information and informs you? Why would God do that? He wouldn't. That's not his way.
Yes.
What?
The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever.
It's a good thing. Why y'all got to go to church? Why don't you? You can't take one day off?
No.
God said the Spirit is
beautiful.
Coming together. We shouldn't forsake the assembly. Now, I should obey God, not you. And especially, I'm going to forsake him for SpongeBob or Chucky, Jesus, because a relative's coming out of town and they're going to leave and they may come back again. See another. I'm going to forsake the assembly for that. And that's what I'm trying to come out of, worldly stuff? I don't think so. Read.
The judgments of the Lord are true and
Wait
righteous.
Now. These are judgments. Thou shalt have no other gods before. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
God said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. That's true. And again, he said, why do you keep harping on the Sabbath? Because that's the only thing you can relate to right now. Because you don't live holy. If you don't live holy, you really can't relate to anything I'm saying. But I'm going to start with the day that you know, well, maybe I get the day right, I can get more knowledge. Come out of that Sunday stuff and come into the commandments, not the Sabbath day, you can get knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But remember the Sabbath day, that's true. So what we do Sunday now. I guess that wasn't true to remember that.
Read. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
Now, they're righteous altogether.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now, there's none righteous.
Mm-hmm.
All of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. It is. Until you get into the commandments.
Right.
That's our righteousness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Now, let's go to 119 and 24. Let's go there.
Pastor. Yes, beautiful.
God wants to bind up the testimony and seal the law amongst his disciples. And I would say here at 425, we've been sealed in the law. That's all we know. That's all we know about God. God is the law, God is the word, God is the commandments, God is Jesus. It's all one. 119 and 24, what does it say?
Thy testimonies also are my delight. And my counselors.
Whatever church you go to, you watching this broadcast, What preacher is teaching you this and keeping the Sabbath and not caught up in a bunch of tofu? Who's teaching you about panting for God's testimonies?
Yes, Pastor.
Making the testimonies a delight.
Yeah, beautiful.
Now, how can the testimonies counsel you unless it's saying something? It's telling you, don't have no God. That counsels you. Your job is, Mr. Or Miss, mm-hmm. Pastor or Mrs., mm-hmm. what's God's? Let me find out what that's all about. Right. Read.
Yes. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word.
14th verse says what?
I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches.
Christians should ask themselves, why would the psalmist rejoice mm-hmm. in the testimony as much as in riches? Mm-hmm. What's any greater than riches but God's word? It's got to be God's word.
Yes.
There's nothing greater than that. But rejoicing in his testimonies. Mm-hmm. Who's teaching that but commandment keepers? You see, ask most Christians, what is God's testimony, the Lord's testimony? Well, the Lord said, blessed are the merciful. That ain't his testimony. That's his word.
Yes.
That he was testifying about. Read, sister.
Yes. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways.
Wait a minute. Who knows the ways of the Lord? Well, if you want to know the ways of the Lord, say, well, the Lord said, come as a child. That's a way. His ways were made known to Moses. You got to go to that when it's sealed, and you could open up his ways. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Who's teaching you that?
All right.
Read.
I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget.
Wait a minute. How many Christians know what God's statutes are? They say, well, that's an old mosaic. That's done away with. Well, why is it so delighting in it? Mm-hmm. Why would God? And now the one that's talking about this is, it might not be David, but the psalmist got there.
Right.
Knowledge from David.
Yes.
And the prophets.
Isn't that beautiful?
It was always about God's law, his word. Yes. Read. Mm-hmm.
Deal bountifully with thy servant mm-hmm. that I may live and keep thy word.
Now, wait a minute now. We're talking about the word, the law. It's all the same. Zion, Jerusalem, it's all the same. Right? Read. Mm-hmm.
Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law.
Wait a minute. There's wondrous things out of God's law and he would destroy it? Those that are listening got to figure out which law he's talking about, because the only wondrous thing I know is that divine law. Mm-hmm. The only wondrous thing coming out of the law of sacrifices is the sacrifice if it's in tune with God. If it's a vain sacrifice or it's not done right, it don't mean anything.
Yes.
But the divine law, that's everything. Mm-hmm. That beautiful read.
Yes. I am a stranger in the earth. Mm-hmm. Hide not thy commandments from me.
Well, wait, why would?
That's beautiful.
Say, don't hide your. That means don't hide from me, Lord, because the God is the commandments. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, he is. Don't hide yourself from me. The people hide themselves from the commandments because they don't know God. Read.
My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all
times. How many so-called Christians understand that God's word, God's law, God's commandments are the judgments we live by.
Beautiful.
And that's what's being taught and preached. How many know that? They don't know that the law is God's testimony. Mm-hmm. Read.
Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which mm-hmm. do err from thy commandments.
What?
Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes.
Isn't that beautiful? How many Christians know the statutes are God's word? It's his law. Statutes. Meditate in that.
Yes.
Why would God destroy something like that?
No,
he didn't and he wouldn't.
No,
Isaiah 8 and 16. Let's read that again.
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful? Bind up the law and seal it. In other words, get this in our hearts.
Yes.
And that should be all we see.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's all y'all talk about is them commandments.
All right.
All we talk about is God. And you don't like him.
Yes.
There's no beauty where he would be desired. But
now
if you desire eternal life, you get past all this beauty that ain't so beautiful to you. Mm-hmm. You get past that.
Yes,
then
Pastor.
You'll find the beauty. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
8 and 16, read it.
Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples.
Seal it. Seal that law among my disciples.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
13th verse says what?
Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear,
what?
And let him be your dread.
So how many is trying to sanctify the Lord? Mm-hmm. You sanctify the Lord by sanctifying your life.
Isn't that beautiful?
Because the Lord is the word you're taking in. And to sanctify it, you cannot mix that with carnal mind.
That's beautiful, Pastor.
Isn't that
yes.
beautiful to know
yes.
that? St. John 17:17. Let's
all
go
right,
there. Well, it says, sanctify them, the Lord of hosts himself. Mm-hmm. Well, I believe the Lord is truth.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
To know that. They quote these scriptures, but they never stop and really analyze what the scripture is saying. If the word is truth,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord said, I'm the way, the truth, wouldn't that make them the same?
Yes, that's beautiful.
That's reasoning to me. I don't understand what's wrong with these churchgoers to understand that. Read it.
Sanctify them through thy truth.
What?
Thy word is truth.
Thy word is truth. 1 John 2:7. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
This
yes.
is also called, now this is what you, this is sanctifying the Lord.
Yes,
one way
Lord.
To sanctify the Lord is to apply the knowledge mm-hmm. and to understand what is God, what's not.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 John 2:7, what does
it
say?
Yes, Pastor. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you,
mm-hmm.
but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning.
What?
The old commandment is the word.
Now, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. If the old commandment, the word, and it said thy word is truth, and he said I am the way to truth, that means mm-hmm. the commandment is God. Because
yes.
in the beginning was the word, right?
Yes.
And they said the word mm-hmm. is that old commandment you had from the beginning.
Beginning. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
Ephesians 5:26, let's go there.
All right, Pastor.
God wants to clean us up, bind up that testimony. And God cannot bind the testimony and seal the law until we're clean.
All right, Pastor.
You don't bind nobody up dirty. No. Bind them up clean. Mm-hmm. That's the problem with this. Most of these so-called churchgoers, they think they've been clean. They ain't been washed. If you ain't been washed in them commandments, you ain't been washed.
All right, Pastor.
You ain't had them commandments and you yielded to them, you are not washed.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, Pastor.
Wait a minute. I want y'all to look up that word worish. Okay. Ephesians 5:26, what does it say?
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Now, God don't take regular water.
No, that's right, Pastor. Beautiful.
The word says, hunger and thirst after righteousness, and you will be filled. Hunger and thirst after righteousness is someone is keeping there for and doing this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes you right. How you, if you hunger for it, it's telling you how to get it. Keep mm-hmm. therefore and do them. It's your, all, what is, mm-hmm. let's read that. 6:25, let's read that. Deuteronomy 6:25.
Yes, that's beautiful. Thank you.
It's telling you how to get righteous.
Because
mm-hmm. we're born, all of our righteousnesses, mm-hmm. how you say that? Righteousnesses.
Yes.
Are as filthy rags.
Yes.
As you get older, you can't talk as plain
right,
as you see. You stumble over your tongue
right,
because
Pastor.
Your tongue loses the, muscles.
Oh, what?
Strength.
Okay, Pastor.
And it's kind of slow, a little more slower now. And you get tripped up. And he's all his righteousness is. You say it like that. Okay, read that.
Yes, Pastor.
6:24.
Yeah, 24. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes.
Now, wait a minute. Again, why would God? He said, well, the Lord knew we couldn't keep the commandments and law, so he did away with it. Why would he do away with something that he commanded?
All right.
And why would God command you to do something he know you couldn't do? That he wanted to show you couldn't do it. We figured that out when we first heard it. When we all said, wow, I got to do that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
To fear the Lord our God for our good always.
What?
That he might preserve us alive as it is at this day.
That is how we stay alive. But it's going to be our righteousness. What?
And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do
it
all.
It shall be because... Mm-hmm. All of our righteousnesses mm-hmm. are as filthy rags
right,
we came into
it.
This life. But it shall be what?
Our righteousness.
What?
If we observe to do all these commandments.
Oh, wait a minute now. I thought the preacher said, well, you know, those commandments are done away with.
No.
Well, why did God say that? Oh, he said, well, he said it, mm-hmm. but when he figured out you knew you couldn't do it, and he says, you know, really? I thought
no.
someone was doing it.
Right, Pastor.
Okay.
Right,
Let's,
Pastor.
That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just laughable like that.
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. St. John 15:8. Let's go there.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Saints,
knowledge is a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is.
And it's more wonderful when you put it in action.
Yes.
It's more powerful.
It is.
But I know a lot of people say, listen, ain't nothing to these people going to church. They don't know what they're doing. All they do is take their money. They're pretty much right, because that's what most of them do.
Yes, Pastor.
15, St. John, 15 mm-hmm. and 8.
Herein is my Father glorified,
what?
That ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples.
So God wants to bear fruit, but he don't want that fruit spoiled, because mm-hmm. that's why he seals us. But God wants
that's
to bring
beautiful.
Forth his life,
yes.
his testimony.
Beautiful,
read.
Pastor. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you.
As the Father
mm-hmm, hath loved me.
What?
So have I loved you.
What?
Continue ye in my love.
What?
If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my
now,
love.
Stop now. Now Jesus come along and said, well, you know the commandments done away with. Well, why is Jesus, why he's not saying, well, now I'm getting ready to die, but when I die, y'all can forget about those commandments. Mm-hmm. I know y'all couldn't do them. Yeah, why would he say that?
Yes, Pastor.
He's encouraging them to keep my commandments as I kept my Father's commandments. I don't think they're two sets. They're different. They're not different sets of commandments. Read.
Ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
Is that plain? What's so hard about it? But yet they say it's done away with.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to St. John 5 and 3. Let's see, though, now John walked with him.
That's right, sir.
Let's see if John, he said, well, you know, that's what they said. But the disciples came, they changed all that. Oh, they did, huh? Let's see out of the mouth of the disciples what it says in 1 John 5 and 3. What does it say?
1 John 5 and 3. Yes, Pastor. It says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
Wait a minute. Where's that? Where's those jackleg preachers said, them commandments done away with? God knows you couldn't keep those commandments. Where are they? Because it don't say, he said, no, we're going to keep them, and it's not hard. It's not grievous.
All right, Pastor.
But he said, oh, it's too, we couldn't, he knew we couldn't do it. Lying preachers, and no lie is of the truth.
All right.
Read.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the
world.
So
wait a minute. He said, well, God knew we couldn't keep the commandments because you couldn't overcome because you didn't want to give up what you wanted to give up. But it's telling you it's not grievous. Read.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world.
What?
Even our faith.
Even our faith. Mm-hmm. Let's go to 2 John 4 and 6.
All right, Pastor.
Because y'all wouldn't be talking
John
about that.
4.
He was encouraging the saints.
Yes,
2 John 4, what does it say?
4. I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth.
Wait a minute, walking in the truth now? Mm-hmm. What? Which is the word, what?
Mm-hmm. As we have received a commandment from the Father.
Wait a minute. The truth is the commandment.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee.
So there's no, he said, what's a new commandment? Just love. Well, it's true because he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yeah. The new commandment, love, is fulfilling mm-hmm. the commandments by keeping them, because he said, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Right.
Read.
But that which we had from the beginning, mm-hmm. that we love one another.
That we love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And this is love, that we walk after his commandments.
Wait a minute. Why would he say walk after something? Now, remember, Jesus is gone now. And much as they love the Lord as well as anybody who have never met him, they were there with him and suffered with him. They didn't say, you know what? We're going to recognize the first day of the week. They didn't say that. But they met on the first day for fear of being caught
right.
in the synagogue
right.
by the Jews. So mm-hmm. they met behind closed doors. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
In an upper room, not at the synagogue. Isn't that beautiful mm-hmm. to know that? Read. Mm-hmm.
This is the commandment that as ye have heard from the beginning.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.